Dr. Lynn Gibson says even Illinois superintendents are about 50-50 on whether testing could provide helpful insight on how well students are doing or if it's a complete waste of time. She's a superintendent and clinical assistant professor at Northern Illinois University. Is there something in between a waste of time and a useful measure of student learning?
I'm not sure if there is a middle ground, frankly.
Most Illinois students are learning in a partially remote blended format, and plenty of families across the state have opted to keep their kids fully remote.
In a time when we don't have a lot of time with our students, it's hard to take more time, you know, a couple weeks to administer and then sending them off.
She says the last thing schools want is for students' futures to be dependent on some exam during a global pandemic. And Biden education officials have discouraged states from using these tests to decide if students can move on or not. Maurice Davis thinks there might be a middle ground as long as schools use the test as a single data gathering tool among many others, like local assessments and day-to-day classwork. He's the executive director of schools at Rockford Public Schools.
It's not an easy answer. It's not a yes, we should do it, no, we shouldn't. We have to really be thoughtful about what are we gaining, what are we not gaining, what can we glean from this.
He says they've been discussing how they're going to do these tests for weeks, but the conversation is still ongoing as to what's the best way to test kids in different situations. Is it even a standardized test if some students have to do it at home and others do it in short sessions in a classroom? Dr. Gibson says, probably no.
Doing, quote, standardized testing under a non-standardized environment doesn't seem to make sense.
School leaders from several states, including Illinois, have sought waivers so districts don't have to give these tests. But those blanket waivers aren't coming. The administration is only offering them the flexibility to do the tests remotely or over a longer period of time. But can the tests even be seen as a reliable data set? Dr. Gibson says that many have just had to shrug their shoulders.
If it turns out that it can be done with validity, then maybe this will help us with another data point to help us understand where our students' learning is. None of us can answer that question, though.
Learning loss is at the heart of this debate. The idea that students are having trouble learning during COVID-19 and are falling behind academically where they would be otherwise. And plenty of schools have reported students failing classes more than usual. And the new administration is also giving schools relief funds for summer programs to help them catch up. But teachers have pointed out that they're already used to helping kids at very different levels in a single classroom. That's why when you ask Dr. Gibson, if these tests are such a bad idea, how do you measure student success then? She says you turn to their teachers, who will have that understanding of if they need additional help or intervention.
Not a new thing for us. We're working with human beings, so there's different ways to teach reading, and there are different ways to learn math, and some of those click with some of our students, and some other methods click other ways. We may need to focus on that more now with more students, and we always are getting better at it.
Maurice Davis agrees. He says they need to be fearless and trust students and allow them to have more of a voice in their own education.
The kid has the opportunity, if they so choose, right, to become part of that decision making and be able to say, hey, listen, like I could show you my learning in this way.
The tests were canceled last year because of COVID, so it's been almost 2 years since they've been done. And it's reignited the underlying controversy of standardized testing. Whether they're a good barometer of learning at all, or just, as research points with the SAT, that your district is more wealthy and can devote more resources to test prep. Dr. Gibson says, whatever your mileage is on testing, she hopes there's one thing schools won't overlook this spring.
I'm not sure everyone's remembering that the teacher-student relationship and their time together is the most important.
And with millions of students away from their teachers for nearly a year, most in education agree. If long periods of testing come at the expense of that relationship, it's hard to justify. I'm Peter Medlin.